Radio Chico Weltfriedenswoche 2020 mit dem nächsten Interview. Es ist ein Telefoninterview auf Kenia zum Steve Onyang. Er ist Director und Gründer von der Albert Schweitzer Schule in Kenia. Das ist ein Kindergarten und eine Primärschule für AIDS-Weise. Gegründet worden ist die Schule im 2015 und was es noch mehr dazu zu sagen gibt, das werden wir jetzt gerne direkt hören vom Steve Onyang. Hello Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Welcome to the Radio Chico World Peace Week 2020. Let me start by asking you, how did you found the school in 2015?
The starting of this school was a far dream, which I started a long time ago before the inauguration in 2016, January. The school itself was started to bring community children together so that they could learn together and achieve basic education. So in 2015, we built two buildings here, the office and two classrooms for the younger children. And then they started. Our school got off in January 2016 with over 80 children on the day one when we opened. This is how we started, and basically it was supposed to help orphans and vulnerable children from the community around.
And today there's more than 80 children. You grew over the years. How big is the school today?
The school has grown over the years from 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 2020. Right now, as we speak, we have 200 children in the school, and we are from nursery up to primary grade four.
And you are also supported by a foundation. Tell us a little bit about this and how it works and how you get the funds for the school.
From 2015, when we started building the school, we started getting funds from our friends in Switzerland called the Albert Schweitzer Association. They've been supporting us up to early this year when our other friends, Nafasi Sawa Foundation from Switzerland also, came in to support the upper primary, that is the grade four children. But earlier on, from nursery to grade three, we've been getting support from Albert Schweitzer Association, which is based in Switzerland, but they send us money every 2 months to support our programs, where we provide the children with food, we give them the basic education, we get all the necessary administrative costs paid, and at the same time, we pay salaries for all staff.
I also read on the website that the children are involved in social life transformation activities. What do you mean by that?
This is to say that when we bring our children onto our compound, we take them through psychosocial support. This is a situation whereby we give the children the chance to play together, laugh together, sing together, give their speeches and dreams together so that they can share. You see, this is a community where so many children lost their parents. We're trying to bring them back so that they can live normal lives as other children in the community. So when we bring them together and let them play together, that stigma of having lost their parents dies. At the same time, when we bring them together to play together, they help one another grow self-esteem, which is very important in a child's life. That's why we started the school in the first place, so that we can bring down the stigma that has been put on these children by the society because of the HIV and AIDS, which killed so many people in this community or the area as a whole.
I also read that you are sometimes doing a theater. Is that something that you still do at the moment?
Yes, we do the theater. We help our children get involved in theater, and also we participate at different levels of the activity. And then when we take them out to play or to showcase what they have as a school, then we've been finding ourselves getting good positions in the competitions. Like in the year 2018, we went even up to the national level in Nairobi. So this is a big achievement. We help the children love theater, and they use this to teach the community. They use theater to teach other children in the community that they are just the same children as the others outside, and this has been very helpful. It helps the children live together in harmony and in peace.
The motto of our Peace Week this year is Sports and Peace. How important are sports at your school?
Oh, this is very important to us. The sports activities that our children get involved in the community has been helping bring peace among the warring clans. You see, we are living in a part of the world where clan wars are constantly there. For example, we have the Maasai and the Kalenjin, we have the Samburu and the Pokot, and the Pokot and the Turkana, the Luos, and these are all tribes in Kenya. And we find that earlier on, there used to be a lot of problems with these communities living at the borders where they share water pans and things like that, and also the pasture. We are using peace, the sports in our school to take the children places to preach peace. This is in line with the spirit of our founder, Dr. Albert Schweitzer, who once said that, "I believe in a future for humanity, but it is in our hands and depends only on us." So we've been using this slogan to help bring peace outside using sports, where our children go to other schools, they go to other communities, and this has been very helpful both to us, because it helps the children know that peace is important, and they also, whenever they go outside our gate, they help the communities know that it is very important that we involve ourselves in sports, and these sports can be used to bring peace to different communities who have different views in the world.
What are the kids' favorite sports that they like to play the most?
Our children are involved mostly in football, where the girls and the boys play. The girls also play netball, and both girls and boys also play volleyball. So these three ones are the major ones, even though we have the smaller ones like tennis, but football, netball, and volleyball are the predominant sports that we get our children involved in.
You sent us an audio file where the kids talk about sports and peace and what it means for them. I would say we listen to this audio file now and we will talk some more later.
How are you?
We are fine, sir.
Do you think sport can bring peace among people?
I'm Nancy Auma from Albert Schweitzer School, Kenya. Yes, sport can bring peace among people. Sport brings together people of different races and origin. They play as one family and promote peace among themselves and the whole world. Always sport for peace.
I'm Whitney Favor from Albert Schweitzer School, Kenya. Yes, it can. Sport has been used to bring enemies together. For example, in our country, Kenya, sport was used to bring together Turkana and Samburu communities. They now live together in peace and harmony as one family. Sport for peace.
I'm Remy Akini from Albert Schweitzer School, Kenya. Yes, sport can be used to advocate for peace. During schools, sports and competitions, many schools come together to play. Children from different parts of our country come together and play in harmony and unity. Where there is unity, there is peace. Sport for peace.
I'm Tracy Akini from Albert Schweitzer School, Kenya. Yes, it can. Sport is an activity for everybody. Community sports can be used to fight for peace in the community. The people meet as one united family and understand that there is need to be united and make peace. There is always peace through sport.
Amisha Tony from Albert Schweitzer School, Kenya. Yes, sport can bring peace among people. When people come together and play fairly, they feel equal. Every competitor learns that through coming together to compete, they promote peace.
Sport is always a peaceful activity.
I'm Jacqueline Atieno from Albasuza School, Kenya. Yes, it can. People come together to play in one common ground and forget their differences. They embrace peace through play and reconcile. Sport is always for peace.
We as Albasuza School, Kenya, we believe that sport can be used to bring peace among people. Thank you.
Those were the kids from the Albert Schweitzer School in Kenya, and I'm still on the phone with the director of the school, Steve Onyang. Steve, we heard now that sport seems to be very important for the kids. That was beautiful. Thank you for the audio file. I read now in the special situation that right now the school is closed for the rest of the year. How do you deal with this situation, and what are the activities that you can still do now with the kids?
From 15th of March this year, the schools have been closed. But we at Albert Schweitzer School, we make sure that all our children report in school, because we are a school where we provide food for the children. Unless they get this food, it will be very difficult for their families to feed them outside there. So as one of the things that we give these children food during this hard economic situation caused by the coronavirus. And apart from that one, we help the children come to school together in small bits so that they can talk together, discuss issues together. We help them know that this pandemic will go away in due time. Even if it hasn't gone away completely right now, it is reducing. So our main idea here is we bring the children to keep coming to school so that they don't lose touch with the school. Our teachers also come to support them every morning up to evening, but they come in small groups because we can't bring all of them together as the health requirement puts it. So in a nutshell, we bring them to school to get their daily food. We also bring them to school to help them bond together as they have been, and also to continue involving themselves in different activities like the music, the theater, the football, the netball, and the volleyball. They all come in small groups and play together and eat together.
And would you say the children are optimistic about the whole situation? Does it work to keep them occupied?
Yes. They are very optimistic. Initially, it was very difficult because they are young children and they can't understand. But, you know, with the time now, they are getting used to it. But initially, it was very difficult even explaining to them why they are not in school. Because basically, they were saying that the coronavirus was a disease for Nairobi, because that was the place where it used to be so rampant. But now it is coming down to the community, and we are explaining it to them more. So this has been a very good expedition on our side, which we all believe has helped the children.
And you also recorded a song with the children. We will listen to this to finish up the interview. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the song, what it is about, and how you recorded it?
The song that we are going to listen to is written in Kiswahili and also in English. Kiswahili is our national language in Kenya, and we love it so much. The whole of East Africa people speak Kiswahili, and English is the international language. So this song, basically, which the children sang, they are just portraying why it is necessary that we have peace in the first place. The second thing is that they are saying that communities should live together, knowing that when we live together, we are building a future generation. And again, the song is saying that in case there is a war anywhere, sports can act as a reconciliator. This is to say that it will help mediate. Like in the audio which we've just listened to, there is a young girl there called Whitney. She's saying that between the Samburu and the Pokot, there used to be a lot of war. But then because of sports which was brought in between the two borders, now at least they're living peacefully. Even if the war escalates for a week or something, but at the end of it, when sports is brought, it brings peace together. So basically, the children are praising this issue of bringing sports to bring peace to the world.
Das ist der Steve Onyang, der Direktor und Gründer von der Albert Schweitzer Schule in Kenia, wo jetzt gerade noch den Song auch moderiert hat, den wir jetzt hören zum Schluss. Wer mehr Infos will über die Schule und vielleicht auch mit einer Spende unterstützen, der findet die Infos im Internet unter www.albert-schweizer-schule-kenia.ch. Merci vielmals an Steve, dass er bei uns bei der Weltfriedenswoche mit dabei war. Und jetzt gibt es zum Abschluss, wie angekündigt, den Song, den die Schulkinder aufgenommen haben.
Dear our listeners from Switzerland and the whole world, Albert Schweitzer School Kenya in the Lake Region Victoria, Kisumu County, presents a song. The main theme of the song is about peace in the world. The song is in two parts, the first part in Kiswahili, which is our national language, and the last part in English. Sports brings people of different ethnicity together. Without peace, there is no sports or any other activity that can take place. So, we are appealing to the whole world to embrace peace for peaceful coexistence. Where there is war, sports act as a reconciliator. Welcome and be our guests.
Mzalendo wa nchi ya Kenya.